You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. President Trump's budget proposal, as we all know by now, contained big cuts to programs that are not about defense and the military. One of the programs on the Trump chopping block, the Community Development Block Grant Program, slated to be completely eliminated under the proposed Trump budget. Oakland County Treasurer Andy Meisner is in a position to know how doing that would really hit communities and people. And he's here to talk about that with us right now. Andy, what did you think when you first heard the president's proposal and his budget?
I was concerned. There were a lot of elements of the budget that I was very concerned about. But elimination of the Community Development Block Grant was one that really struck me as being counterproductive. Community development protects property values, it helps us fight blight, helps us stabilize a lot of the neighborhoods that were hit hard during the recession. And, you know, right in Oakland County, you know, we have a lot of communities that are benefiting from the Community Development Block Grant. Madison Heights and Oak Park are using it for code enforcement. And code enforcement is really kind of the front lines against blight and blight-related loss in property values. Rochester Hills, Southfield, Troy, Pontiac are using it for independent living for seniors. And some communities are also supporting Haven, which is our domestic violence shelter. And so it's a very flexible tool. And it struck me that, you know, it's a federal budget. It's large. There are certainly areas that can be cut and shrunk. But it seems to me that we should invest in strategies that provide a good return on investment. And the Community Development Block Grant is just one of those.
I think that for a lot of us, that term block grant is just kind of there.
Yeah.
And I don't think a lot of us realize the very many ways it's used and really within people's homes where it really makes a difference in people's lives. It's not just some thing that some government money somewhere.
Yeah, and it suffers from a very bureaucratic-sounding name. And
yeah.
By the time you say block grant, you know, people's eyes have glossed over. But yeah, you know, I mean, to describe it in other words, you know, it's a chunk of money that the feds give to the states, and then the states can give to the locals. And the beauty of it is that the local government gets to decide what the best use is within a certain set of parameters. So, for instance, they might find that public services like childcare, job training, or services for seniors is a worthy cause for use of these dollars. You know, if they're like Oakland County and our county seat of Pontiac that had quite a few foreclosures during the crisis, they might find a benefit in renovating and rehabilitating some of those properties so that new families can move in and help stabilize the neighborhoods. And so it's this very diverse tool that really plays to local prerogatives. And of all the things that I would cut in the federal budget, this is not one of them.
Well, this strikes me as exactly the kind of thing the president said he wants to see more of. Let's take power away from Washington and put it in the hands of local government.
That's a great point. And that was more of a Republican philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
My time working on Capitol Hill in the 90s, I saw the Congress really shift in that direction to the block grant approach, thinking that the locals know better. And, you know, these days that's probably true. But we also saw that in law enforcement grants that were block granted more. But it does give the locals a lot of flexibility, and it's not a place that I would cut. I think it could be refined. Like any program, there are ways to make it better, to focus more on the performance measures and what value strategy is generating. But if you look right in Oakland County, you know, we see some real practical results of it that are boosting our property values and helping to make Oakland County a very attractive place to live.
Even for supporting seniors. I mean, my goodness, the array of services that block grants helps to help seniors stay in their homes or make it more comfortable in senior residences.
Yes. I mean, chore services like mowing the grass or, cutting the lawn, shoveling the snow, getting a ride to a doctor's appointment. We know that these elements that allow seniors to stay in their home help them live longer lives, healthier lives, and happier lives. And that is yet another benefit of the Community Development Block Grant Program. And so that's a real difference maker. And, you know, we have to take care of our seniors, and a lot of our communities are doing that with the benefit of this program.
So what do you think it would look like if the president's budget is passed without Congress changing it? And if indeed block grants are wiped out, what would that look like on the ground?
Well, here's the problem, is that that will result in lower property values, less stabilized neighborhoods, blight that is going to be able to fester and grow. In Oakland County, our taxable values took a hit of $14 billion from foreclosure-related blight. And those days are going to come back. And another part of the problem is that it's not just the Community Development Block Grant on its own. The Community Development Block Grant interacts with a number of other funding streams from the local, state, and federal level that are geared at protecting property values, stabilizing neighborhoods. And so the other piece is that we're going to lose that synergy that exists with, like, for instance, the Neighborhood Stabilization Program, some of the hardest hit funds that were used for demolition. I know that in Pontiac, you know, they've used a number of these different funding streams for their community development strategy. And so the ripple effect of eliminating this program would be much greater than just the footprint of this program in particular.
And I know you've been pretty much shouting from the rooftops, trying to pass the word about how block grants help communities, including writing to Housing and Urban Development Secretary Dr. Ben Carson.
Yeah.
Are you getting responses? Are you getting any reaction from Washington?
You know, I don't think I'm very persuasive, because you're right. In December, in a act of bipartisanship and outreach, I did write an open letter to Dr. Carson talking about the importance of the Housing and Urban Development Department. And I actually singled out the Community Development Block Grant as a particularly effective tool. And so then the fact that the budget came out after that without it, you know, I'm wondering exactly how persuasive my arguments were. I think maybe I need to sharpen the pencil a little bit.
So what do you think it will take, Andy, to convince Congress to not give the president what he wants here?
Well, and that's really the bottom line, is that we need a call to action. And we need our constituents to reach out to our members of Congress. There are some that get it. You know, Senator Peters and Congressman Kildee are two that have been really out front in this area. They get it.
Yeah, but they're not in the majority.
Right, but that's who we really do have to call our majority members. You know, we have to give Congressman Bishop and Congressman Trott a call and say that, hey, this is working in your district right now. And, you know, the president's budget is important, but a lot of times I've seen my days working on the Hill where it would land on Capitol Hill with a thud. That thud presents an opportunity for us to influence the process, and we need to make our voices heard. And, you know, I encourage people locally to ask their mayor or city council and say, hey, you know, do we get any community development block grant dollars, and are we using these? And I think that they're going to find that they are being used in their local communities in ways that really affect their house, their neighbor, services in their local neighborhood. And you can't say that about a lot of federal programs that have that reach and have such an impact on our property values and our tax base.
Oakland County Treasurer Andy Meisner, thanks so much, Andy.
Thank you.